Yeah, taste.
Probably.
Do not taste food.
I just have a like 12-year-old's palate.
Yeah, I can see
So,
that.
grilled cheese. my food groups are like tan and beige. Just everything, just.
Do you think this will catch up with you?
No.
Probably.
Like where you'll get like
I don't want to think about my innards.
The basic like talk from a doctor is like you should eat like green things on occasion.
Well, you know, I got some blood work a couple years ago, and it came back fine, and that's all I need. So they said I was fine. They said I'm bulletproof.
You just pull it out. You have
And then
it in
I
your pocket.
celebrated by I tore it up and used it to pick up my pizza rolls. And
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stan's team of
we were talking over it before anyway.
Commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time.
You threatened me with giving me a company computer. Oh wait, here we go.
Stab.
In this moon-rivering episode of The Stab Show, Squad Patrol's Marco Gabote has to parachute into a no-fly prison camp to compete in an underground karate tournament to save his kidnapped wife. Incredible performer Leo Antlin has 24 hours to click on all the pictures of stairs and crosswalks and complete a two-step identity verification in order to log into his bank's website to prevent an overdraft charge. And Stab Show favorite Jacqueline Wyan is trapped in a digital world, training vaguely cute monsters with robot arms and laser eyes, the meaning of friendship. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, has to teach his stuffy button-down butler three breakdancing moves in order to help my kids win their talent show. All of these things and so many more on tonight's episode of The Stab Show. But let's dive right into things, shall we, with segment number one. It's reorganization. Whoa. I'm a big old ball of anxiety and unfinished projects. I'm tense. I'm flustered. I'm always on edge. I am very not JCLA or just chilling like always. I don't know when I ever chilled. The closest I come is when I head out to the desert like I will again next week. And even then, I spend my time thinking about this place and how to improve it. But maybe, just maybe, I'll be JCLA out in the Black Rock Desert for a couple weeks. I'll put together a spreadsheet to detail my chillaxing. But let's quickly forget what JCLA may or may not mean to some, and instead give me who or what else JCLA might stand for or represent to you. Marco Gabote.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi there. What do you have in way of a JCLA?
JCLA. Whoa, 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 kid. What's all this cursing and swearing and salty language I'm hearing on this New York high-rise construction site? You can't just yell and make jerk-off noises at ladies walking their tiny dogs from purse shop to purse shop. There's an art to it. Take a seat on that overturned 5-gallon bucket and learn from a master. Just remember JCLA. Jeer, catcall, leer, and abuse. You got that? Let's go through them. Jeer. Jeer. Don't let this queer rhyming word fool you. It's pretty nasty. It means to shout at derisively, to mock. Who's the coworker or passerby you're trying to needle? Hit them with something broad as a starter. Are they Italian? Hit them with that Super Mario voice. They hate that shit. Figure out the stereotype that applies and make some magic. Gotta turn my page. Next up, we got catcall. You must have thought this is just blurting out your dick thoughts at Lady Babes walking by, but it's a subtler art than you would think. You wanna insult them with compliments. Like, hey girl, that dimpled ass just don't quit, do it. Or, I bet them tatas can milk 6 or 7 ugly babies. This preys on universal insecurities and is a time-honored tradition for over 70 years. Do it on your male coworkers and it's hilarious because that's like talk for ladies. Next up, we've got Lear. You want a good, glassy-eyed, gaping-mouth Lear. This applies to ladies on the street and guys you want to fuck with or make uncomfortable. Not quite serial killer, not quite pedophile around sexy children. Healthy perv is what we're going for. The kind of guy who tries to see if he can sneak a look down a lady's shirt at a funeral when she's in the casket. A creeper. Work on that in the mirror. And finally, abuse. Not physically, but emotionally. You want to dig into what eats a man up. Did his dad leave? Is his wife too hot for him? Is his mustache thin? You really want that personal touch. So you catch your coworker or passerby off guard by yelling. You hit him with a sexy comment and fuck their sex parts with your eyes like you're a pervy uncle. And move right in with that cutting barb about how his mother and him don't get along because it's clearly his fault. You'll have these guys crying and jumping off the high rise and to end it everything like it's like a fucking legend. JCLA, let's try it. Turn to Jesse.
Oh,
hey! Hey, New York chest hair. You got birthing thighs like a long-nippled breeding pit bull in some Asian's backyard. And I like it, big boy. You filled with anxiety? Well, your projects suck. Your club looks like Helen Keller's mother decorated it. Or Helen Keller's dead mother decorated it. And celebrities and tech millionaires are gentrifying your beloved Burning Man. Soon it will die in your heart and you only have your thoughts. JCLA.
Yay. 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 Oh. Just want to throw you that glassy eyed slack jaw. Oh, hey there.
It's hard to do.
Oh, you really got to get into it. Hi. Oh. Thank you, Marco. I mostly mean that. Hey, Leo.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi there. One would assume you spent the time writing things, this included. So let's hear your JCLA.
If I knew I was going to be late anyways, I would have grabbed my notes for the first four. segments. But so my first thought was JCLA, jars with colonies of live ants.
Mm.
But then I didn't know where to take that. They're all contained.
Well, yeah.
So then I thought, okay, JCLA stands for the newest edutainment software geared towards, you know, 60-something Christian white men who are a little afraid of other types of people.
Yes, yes.
It's called Jesus Can Learn Arabic. So you get to spend a full 2 weeks learning Arabic with your friend Jesus.
Oh.
He's back in town before he gets to business. He wants to brush up on what's happened to Semitic languages since he was around.
Sure.
So, you know, you just learn Arabic with Jesus. And you spend nights cooking for him.
Hmm.
You guys whisper sweet nothings into each other's ears.
Oh.
From off of flashcards until they become sweet somethings.
Oh.
Like, where's the library? And so on.
Yeah. That's nice. I mean, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. I didn't say he'd get right to business when he came back.
And it's about also, you know, companionship, right? Because
sure.
Old guys get lonely. So it's a lesson in friends can do anything together as long as they have a little faith.
Oh, there it is.
Aww.
There it is. Thank you, Leo. Did we seriously lose all of our paperwork on the way home?
No, I brought it in my apartment, and then I like did laundry and I left.
That's all right. You probably remember most of it. I'm sorry. well, good to have you. And thank you for. Jesus would probably be a good Arabic teacher. He's from around there.
He's got a look about him.
Yeah. Thank you, Leo. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Finally getting to you. Jacqueline, let's wrap up some reorganization with what you came up with as far as a JCLA is concerned. Oh, my brain in words. Go.
Welcome to the University of California, Los Angeles. California's only unaccredited college, which is closed from January to May and then from July to December. It's also the top unaccredited college closed from January to May and July to December. Mm. You're also lucky to be here. I'll be your campus tour guide. My name is June, no relation. JCLA, as you probably know, is a sports college.
Sure.
We have many sports teams. Our women's juggling team has tryouts this Thursday, and our men's juggalo team meets right after. You're probably wondering if this is one of those weirdo religious colleges or something. Well, right this way is the dining hall. You guys like Baja Fresh? Awesome!
Oh, there it is.
I like Baja Fresh.
There it is.
Please clap.
I mostly stopped listening. Because I couldn't stop thinking about competitive juggaloing. I want it.
Does it make you worse or better?
I don't know. I won't know until I see it.
I like what you said earlier about Jesus coming back and being like, no, I think I'm going to take some community college classes.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't have to take everybody to heaven yet.
Sure. Descending from the heavens to the sound of seven trumpets with seven crowns. But he didn't say he was going to get right to business.
Yeah.
It's just...
Is that Xbox?
Oh, whoa. Oh, man. My dad won't let me have one of those. I'm just going to hang out. He's eternal. He won't know time is passing. all right. Let's see. This is where we've changed things and now meet the panel. Hi, Marco.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
We get through that first... So it's like we rush into the show. And we take the starting and then stopping and then restarting.
Okay.
So we get, and then we get to know.
Okay.
Hi there, Marco. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right.
Are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
I'm going to talk closer to the mic.
That works.
Do that.
What are you up to? Entertainment wise?
Nothing. Nothing different. I do the same show and then that's it.
Well, sure. So you got squad patrolling. Yeah. I saw you broke out all the Nerf guns again.
I did that again.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Might
fun.
As well. I mean, you've got so many.
I got like a lot. At
you might
this
as
point.
Well
like 300 bullets and a bunch. It was fun. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
So that's squad patrolling. The second, third.
Our
Saturdays?
Next show is actually going to be Halloween or a
Ooh.
Halloween show.
Oh,
in
okay.
October is nice. The next time we're coming back.
Oh.
But it's fun. It's a really good show. Did it last year and it killed. So.
Are we doing the same Halloween show? Or are we
we're going to rewrite lots of it, but a lot of it's going to stay the same because it's really good.
Okay.
And so I'm excited about it. But that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. Well, good to know. Good to have you.
Thanks.
Always good to have you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. Leo.
Leo.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes. we're both on the same page then. how are you?
Oh, I'm lovely.
Yeah? Okay. What have you been up to?
So my roommate got me into watching Bleach.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that it's an anime?
Yes.
A, it's really well paced.
Okay.
And B, the guy called it Bleach because the characters all wear black. And I think that's like such a galaxy-brained move.
I don't get it.
yeah.
I mean, moving on.
Do you get it?
I think it's cool.
Sure.
What do you mean? Why is it cool? Like, what made it cool?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
And I think okay. More animes should not make sense up front, you know?
Okay.
They do.
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, fair.
You're in.
I watched the Evangelion. Yeah. I was very confused.
But, and then also in my off time, my friends and I are starting a podcast, but we don't have, we're just... Each time we meet up, we like, oh, the camera wasn't recording. Oh,
okay.
You know, so we're just kind of
sure, just working out all the quirks,
figuring out, yeah,
just getting all the shaking the bugs out. What is the subject?
of it's this. Just fucking around. We do a jam session, and then we just talk about random shit.
Sure.
I've been saying there needs to be a podcast like that.
Yeah. I know. That's the thing. It's so...
They're filling a need.
It kills time, and it gets me out of my house.
Jam session, like music?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So, you know what? That's a little different. I'll take that.
I thought it was like a jam session, like we're talking to each other.
But, everyone's like stoners and shit, and so they're just telling the same stories each time, and I feel like I don't want to call them out on it.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see how many episodes it takes before somebody... You told that story! And it just comes to blows.
It's going to be called My Friend's Floor.
Nice. You know what? That works. Well, good to have you. See, you've even got like projects to promote this time.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I'm also on weeklybeats.com, where you make 1 minute of audio that you have to compose and produce and export within 1 week.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Check out weeklybeats.com.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you back, Leo. Hopefully you remember the other missing three as well as you remembered the first one.
Sure.
Jacqueline Wyan! Oh, yeah. That's the appropriate sound. Good to have you.
Thanks.
Up to anything performance-wise?
Not really.
No? Good.
Went to the OBGYN today.
Oh, yeah.
That's always fun. Mm. Yeah.
Good times.
Wedding anniversary's tomorrow, so we're going to eat pasta.
Nice. Oh, it's the pasta anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's four.
Yeah. Every anniversary should be the pasta anniversary. Well, good to have you back, Jacqueline.
Thanks.
It's always a gosh darn play. I got to stop doing... I reintroduced myself to pleasure. Let's get into the effing program. We got a sold out show I got to get out of the way of. It's segment two. It's Stabtionary. I don't know how many of you guys have done Stabtionary, but you've done most of the other segment twos recently, so you get to get this one. Words are interesting. They can kind of be anything, so long as we agree to it. Any mouth jumble of squiggle farts can mean bring me bread, or more bread, please. Or even yummy bread yum. The possibilities are endless until the end. And that's where we come in. We want more words. So we make them ourselves in Stabtionary. And in Stabtionary, each of you have been given 7 different letters, including at least 2 vowels, with each string randomly generated by the random letter generator at randomwordgenerator.com. And you've been asked to rearrange them into brand new words, then give us your definitions of these brand new Stabtionary words. Bread! I don't know.
Apparently, it's part of the pasta thing?
Apparently.
That really tied in.
I didn't, yeah. Nice. My accidental need for carbs. So, I think we get, and I'm looking forward to you remembering, 1, your letters, and 2, your definition. So let's go down the line. Marco, let's hear your new word. You were given I, B, N, another B, U, W, P.
I rearranged them.
Yes, as was intended.
B-U-N-B-I-W-P. Bun bip. Noun.
Okay.
The action of pointing at a pretend stain on someone's shirt and then hitting them. And then maybe that has a name. Like they did it in the 50s, but yeah. I don't actually know the name, so I decided that should be the name. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where you do like, oh, and then you like go boop, mm-hmm. and you do that.
I do that every day.
But I don't know if it has a name, and I tried to look it up, but you can't look up things that don't have names.
That is difficult.
So I was like, this is a thing that they do in Back to the Future to Marty's dad or something. Sure. But I don't even remember if they do. It just assumed.
Probably.
So that's what I came up with. Someone does that, and you like... I think I used it in a sentence. Someone does that, and you're like, bun bipped again. Oh, and then I wrote a second definition. Or the moment when everyone involved realizes the orgy is over.
Mm.
And they towel off the fluids and pack up as strangers once more.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was roiling in ecstasy until the bun bip. Then it was only the squeak of paper towels on hardwood, the crinkling of tarps, and banal pleasantries about the weather.
Oh, yeah. It's a very versatile word.
That's one of those two, though.
Yeah, covers a lot of ground. I don't know that it does have a name. I'm sure it must, but... Oh, I thought we were raising our hands.
It was like, no, yeah. It does not.
Yeah.
Man, but, with two very different definitions, that must cause a lot of wacky misunderstandings.
Such confusion.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you pull
you gotta do it at the orgy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pull a bun whip at the bun whip, then, oh man, you just
laugh.
That would
be rude. That would be rude at an orgy. Oh, do you have boob?
Oh, you got a little spooge. Idiot. Thank you, Marco. Leo, hi there. You were given OIDPBSD.
Yeah, so the letters you gave me were O, I as in Inyo, D as in Del Norte,
yeah.
P as in Plumas, B as in Butte, S as in Sierra,
yes,
and D as in Del Norte again. So
yes.
I turn it into P as in Placer, S-B-O-D-I-D, Pospoded.
Pospoded.
So it's when, you know, you want to make a plate of paschetti, but you put it in the microwave without a paper towel, and you say the paschetti pospoded.
Yeah. 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 You've really got to remember not to put the country crock lid back on when you put it in the microwave, because it will postpone. Just me? I'm just poor enough that all my Tupperware when I was a kid was country crock?
You don't microwave it.
Yeah, well, you do, and that's when it gets all blistered.
That's going to release chemicals.
Yeah. That's why I'm not afraid of my diet, because...
Because of all the microplastics?
Yeah, I'm all microplastic.
Yeah, because you see that play out really well with the birds and turtles.
I coated my innards.
They're so much stronger for it.
Just a slick brown plastic tube from eating all that country crock.
At what point is it macroplastic?
He's become macroplastic.
He's more plastic than man.
He can eat all the plastic he wants.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Plastic does not harm me.
I can communicate with plastic. It does my bidding. All of your plumbing. I control. Oh, Marco, if that's not in the November Squad Patrol show. Macroplastics. Thank you, Leo. Pusploded.
Language is beautiful.
It is. It's just the best. And English is so fun. Jacqueline, let's wrap up some stabtionarying with your word. You were given S-E-R-E-O-C-W.
Screwio. Noun. Singular form of my favorite erotic breakfast cereal, Screwios. You have to eat them real fast before its beloved mascot, Screwy, tries to stuff it all up his ass. Try our honey nut Screwios, now with more nut. Screwios, quick, here comes Screwy!
They'll never eat my Screwios. Oh, Screwy.
Most breakfast mascots could just be pervy.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
They're all hanging out with children anyway.
Screwy is
adults.
Yeah, Screwy is just more open about it.
One of them is Bing Crosby. Right?
Oh. Well,
is that who it is?
Isn't that the Golden Grahams bear?
The bear?
Or Cookie Crisp?
Yeah. He's like, hey there, what's going on? But like, kids fucking
can't
care
get
about
enough
that.
Sugar Golden Crisp. Yeah.
That's a really good point. I want to see more parents and children's commercials. Like, don't talk to him.
Stop chasing him into his magical rainbow world.
Just let the bunny have his cereal. Come on.
Quit fucking around with that bunny. He just wants... Oh, man. So good. Good times. We have fun here. Segment three, it's recipes. If we were to scroll back through our lives and take inventory on all of the ingredients that have gone into and done and made us who we present to the world today, then that would actually pretty much be the point of recipes. So we all understand what we're doing. No? Marco is shaking his head in my periphery. But we all understand that sugar and spice and everything nice are what little girls are made of. And that snips and snails and puppy dog tails are what little boys are made of. And in recipes, we're looking for you to give us your recipes for what has gone into the makings of these other various stuffs and things. Marco, one of your softballs for this for this episode. Let's hear your recipe for a perfect replacement frontman for a band.
So your singer is dead to you, be that personally or physically. Your first thought might be to replace him with someone stable or mature. But it would make but to make a legendary band, you have to keep these classic ingredients in the proper proportions. Keep singer at non-air-conditioned room temperature for 10 to 17 abuse-filled years. Remove right at the cusp of psychopathy. Psychopathy? One-third sinewy, ethereal, unattractive sexiness. 3 huge cups unwanted natural multi-octave talent, preferably the kind that can withstand smoking, drugs, dehydration, disease, and general lasciviousness. Then I have a large gap where I think I meant to write something else. But it was going to be about tight pants and Aquanet and sure. That kind of thing, because yeah. I'm only thinking of one type of singer when cool. I do this.
Yeah.
Don't forget a good amount of D for the groupies. Your taste will vary, but a good rule of thumb is at least 3 drummers or 6 bass players.
Oh,
and then I have more okay. on another page. I
thought that might be the case.
Mix ingredients with previously prepared band of drug-fueled nerd dork introverts who learned their instruments and in 5 to 30 years, you'll have the perfect band. Just the singer with 3 or 4 younger hired guns that can never question anything. You might balk at this, but you'll still go see them.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Did everything but deliver dragons and rainbows to you, Marco, to just explore your favorite Dio-isms. Thank you. Leo, I don't know. I've never seen this recipe executed, so I'd like to see what you've got. Let's hear your recipe for someone who's actually willing to admit that they're wrong when presented with compelling information and accept new points of view that they might not have otherwise considered.
So my recipe is 7 pints of gin,
mm.
1 viral rant caught on camera for 40 seconds, set a bouncer to tell you to leave overnight, and let soak. 12 hours later, remove 5 close friends and 1 full-time job in a technical field. Wait 2 weeks, add 3 messages with new information from a cousin estranged. Let love into your heart, die alone. And I'm not saying the guy should die alone because he deserves to, because he alienated everyone, because he went on a viral rant. Whether it's a recipe for cookies or fruit punch, I always put die alone at the end to put things into perspective and make sure people have an objective understanding of, is this recipe worth making?
Sure, sure. Because if you make the recipe, you will have to follow that last instruction. So that's fair. Thank you, Leo. Good times. Just catching chat out of the corner of my eye. I probably shouldn't.
Are they saying cruel things?
I don't know. I just assume. Especially when it's on YouTube. Sorry. Thank you, Leo. Hey, Jacqueline.
Oh, hi.
Hi. No, it's probably all wonderful. They love us. How could they not? Jacqueline, let's hear... Oh, they'll especially love us after this. Let's hear your recipe for an absolute garbage person just living their best fucking garbage life.
All right. 1 dozen streaming services under ex-girlfriend's name. Sheets with mysterious crumbs and an unmysterious stain. one 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew filled with piss. Dr. Thunder bottle can be substituted in absence of Mountain Dew bottle. Sure. Do not dilute piss. Unsanitary love doll bearing the unauthorized likeness of a celebrity. One expensive gaming chair in an apartment that has no other furniture. Too many personal injury lawyer refrigerator magnets. And one very sun-bleached Ted Cruz 2016 yard sign.
Yeah.
Combine, mixture will be damp. Cook 45 seconds in the microwave, uncovered until tepid. Serve on paper towel.
Yeah. No longer than 45 seconds, or it's going to be postponed. Callback. Boom. Professional. segment 4. We are cruising right along to toyifying it. Another one that we have to reach for when you guys have done all of the traditional regular go-tos. So you're welcome, and I'm looking forward to it.
I guess. I wouldn't have known the difference.
Well, I mean, I trot things out. So
I liked it. I appreciate it. I'm not complaining.
I'm glad that you...
I just thought, if you were like, did you know how many times... Because you did that at one point. We were like, this is how many times you've done this thing. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
fuck
shit.
You, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just try and let people in on the magic.
sorry, it made me think, though, because I didn't see a picture this time. Mm. Maybe there is. But I was like, where's my fucking picture next to the other two people?
Yeah. No, I...
You piece of shit. Yeah. You dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I expect quality.
I'm going in and quitting my state job on Monday. Got to make sure I've got time for the stab promos. It's true. Segment 4, it's toyifying. Toys help us process the real world. Like, for example, one micro machine can represent the girl you've got a crush on. And another cool Corvette micro machine can represent you. And then through tiny vehicular play, you can work out your juvenile feelings and maybe discover something about carburetors. I don't know. Not autobiographical at all. In Toyify, it's your task to come up with the action figures, playsets, games, toys, and other collectively sold separately toys for these everyday situations, scenarios, and concepts. Marco Cabote, let's see what you've got in ways of toys or games or what have yous for the concept of calling in sick for work when you ain't even sick, bruh!
The ultimate in adulting action! It's calling in sick for work when you ain't even sick, bruh. From the creators of I Didn't Study for That Test and Need to Get Out of It comes the same damn thing with alcohol. Action playset comes with underwear and t-shirt action. Everyone else went to work. Why change? Accessories include laptop with open and closing action and 3D lenticular porno. Porno image on the plastic screen because you took the day off and wasted your day because everybody else went to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a good thing to do.
No, no.
Like you think it is, but it's not.
No. Unless you're going somewhere.
Because I'm old at this point. Like if I was like 23, I would be like, this is awesome.
This is the best ever. Oh, thank you, Marco. I'm assuming that I'm thanking you. You're done? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Just wasn't sure.
Yeah, wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Sounds like a good time, bruh.
Good time, bruh. Bruh. Oh, and I have so when I was a kid, I had micro machines, and they had little monster trucks that you would open up, and there would be a tinier micro machine inside.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I was like, as a 6-year-old, I'm like, I can never lose this. It's this big.
Yeah.
And it's on a shelf in my house to this day because of that, because I like never lost
it. It taught you responsibility. Micro machines taught us all a lot of things. Thank you, Marco. Hey, Leo. Let's see what you've got in way of toy line for embarrassing social interactions.
Well, obviously, you know, a dildo is a toy for embarrassing social interactions.
I mean, yeah.
But that's not where I went with this.
Okay.
I figure, you know, toys... Some toys are collectibles, and, you know, collectors,
They buy all their own shit, but usually when you think of a toy that's just a toy, most toys are gifts.
Sure, sure.
So probably a good toy for an embarrassing social interaction would be a regular toy, but the box is empty, right?
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I could think of was like, oh, like an American girl stuffed with cocaine. Because then the dogs at the airport or whatever, they smell the cocaine and they're like, oh, it was an American girl doll. It reflects poorly on the country.
Oh.
Sure. Does it? Thank you, Leo. So good. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Let's wrap up some toyifying things. Okay. I've never been able to. I can't do this. But let's hear what you've got in the way of toys, games, what have you, for the idea of asking for a raise at work.
So this is an overly complex board game in a similar vein as Settlers of Catan. I've played the game like 8 or 9 times, but I still don't really get it.
Yeah.
So I know at the beginning you have to put the board together, but I always pretend I have to use the bathroom when that happens, so I couldn't tell you how to do that part. But once it's up, the game can last anywhere from 36 to 40 hours. One guy is designated the manager. He runs the game. And as a lowly employee, you just roll dice. You draw some cards. There's a role-playing element, I think. But basically, at the end of the game, you have a pile of cards which each represent a different contribution you made to the business, and you go to the manager and you say, hey, I've demonstrated that I am competent, hardworking, and loyal, great attendance, policy compliant. I mean, look at my card stack, for Christ's sake. And you give the manager your cards, and you say that you've learned that the median salary for someone in your position in your industry with your level of experience is actually $10,000 higher than what you're currently making. And then the manager goes, let's put a pin in that and revisit at the end of your end of your review. And then you say, okay, boss, and then you never, ever, ever own any land.
Just a couple examples of the American dream back to back. You get more out of an American girl doll stuffed with cocaine. Thank you, Jacqueline. And all ready to segment 5, not already, perfectly timed ready, to segment 5, its new fall lineup. We here at Stab Love TV, we made a whole streaming comedy service for ourselves to share our love with the world. We're a TV! And if anything, we think this proves that anyone can also be a TV. Or at least write their own television shows. Any idiot can do it. And they do! And are paid handsomely. So why not us then? And a new fall lineup, you've been asked to give us your rundown of the following new TV series. Based on these randomly generated titles, skimmed from the varied random title generators over at 7sanctum.com. And as I introduce a second website that I helped get my prompts from this week, it makes it sound like I did less work than usual.
You just go to the stamp.
You shut up!
I'm just going to go to stampprompt.com and get my prompts.
Oh man, I should. Milk by stampprompts.com. So, Marco, let's get us started with the final segment here, your new fall lineup. Let's hear your rundown for your new fall television show, The Legendary Legend of the Sharks.
It is a period of strife and anguish in the Faltering Kingdom. Bandits and ogres run rampant as the king lies poisoned and dying in the east tower of Castle Fogmoon. The armies of the dead wizard Morgoth burn every village with a hellish army of dragons. Will a hero, any hero, rise to defeat such tyranny? Yes. And they'll finish the job. It's the only pun. The legends were true. 4 warrior brothers from the ocean kingdom of Chomp Chomp.
This is like my curse.
Yeah. Can't not have the Def Leppard notebook.
It's like a weight I have to carry.
Yeah, it's the source of your power and also a curse.
What was the previous?
From the kingdom of Chomp Chomp, rise from the tortured ocean surf to bring justice and law to the beleaguered kingdom. Join Mouthkill, Teeth Death,
Bite Blood and Shark Face. Four shark brothers of different shark varieties and distinctly marketable personalities. From the creator of Street Sharks, because yes, I did remember the 90s Ninja Turtle ripoff about four radical sharks. And I also remembered The Real Cowboys of Moo Mesa, which was a show, a cartoon show about cows that were also cowboys, which sounds like slavery. Anyway, from the creators of Street Sharks and Game of Thrones comes the legendary legend of the sharks. A shockingly sexy and randomly death-filled pastiche of faux HBO art for you to mouth-breathe about over the water cooler. Mm-hmm. Yep, these sharks got big shark D's, and they just slamming winches left and right, or whatever. Chomp, chomp. Will they save your village only to eat you? Who knows? Fucking sharks and all that. I just trailed off and gave up at the end. That's all I got. Oh,
yeah. Just turning the page to make sure. Just fucking sharks and all that was the punctuation. Yeah. I didn't need any more. Stop digging.
Good.
Thank you, Marco. Hey, Marco Cabote, how can people enjoy more of that which you do outside of the confines of this particular episode of the Stab Show?
Why, Jesse, I am a sketch writer and performer in the Squad Patrol sketch comedy show, which will be returning in October for our special Halloween show, which is like a full hour-long play with videos and characters and stuff. It's really good.
Well, awesome. Yeah, thank you. Check it out, unless, you know, we've got something going on.
Yeah.
No, check it out anyway. good to have you, Marco. Always Thanks, Jesse. Darn joy. Leo. It's the one page you've been clutching this entire time. Ready for it. Leo, let's hear your rundown of your new fall television show, The Magic of the Forbidden Lawyer.
Martin Ramp is a mild-mannered copyright prosecutor working for the Walt Disney Corporation. Yes, that Walt Disney Corporation.
Oh, okay.
Martin spends his days taking down orphanages for the crime of painting Mickey Mouse on their walls, such as interior walls or exterior walls. Martin is the best at his job until he meets the real-life Mickey Mouse, who inspired Walt Disney, just a mouse, who is disgruntled that Walt Disney made millions and thousands of dollars off of his likeness.
Millions and thousands.
The real-life Mickey Mouse strikes a deal with Martin. Martin must recruit a ragtag gang of all the orphans he put out of business via lawsuit and convince these orphans, some of whom are all grown up and now have families of their own, to live together again as a new super orphanage decorated with Disney characters past, present, and future, which will hopefully kill the Walt Disney Corporation for good. The character of Martin will be given the power of flight so that he can complete this task in a timely manner.
Sure.
If he doesn't, Mickey Mouse will jump into his pants, which is uncomfortable and potentially dangerous because Mickey Mouse belongs to the order Rodentia, from Latin rodere, to gnaw.
Yeah, we always forget that. thank you, Leo. Yes, that Walt Disney Company. Leo, how can people get more of all of the wonderful things that you do?
Yeah, I just have a hobbyist art and music Instagram and a SoundCloud that's linked in the bio. And I'm also on weeklybeats.com. My username is N_RonValdez.
All right. Easy enough to find. Yeah, check him out. Finally, I'm just happy that you finally had more things to
promote. Yeah, I said I got to make Jesse happy.
Yeah, I mean, it helps. You know what? More people should feel that way, I think. Thank you, Leo. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi. Before you send us on our way, just clutching our sides, just wishing we hadn't laughed so hard, because we're going to have a hard time with the rest of our... how can people enjoy more Jacqueline Wyand?
I don't think they can.
No. No. I'll just get you here more on the reg, and then people can enjoy you that way.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll get you a residency of some sort. yeah. You and Tyler still battling back and forth for most episodes on this show.
Oh, who's ahead now?
Ah, shit.
Oh, he's going to go to his
spreadsheet. Said anything. Let's see.
Now he has to know.
Problem is, we've got like the last 20 episodes that I haven't like gotten numbers for. Oh, so I don't know. So you guys are both like neck and neck.
That's fine.
In the 40 pluses that I can't remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, we've done 400 of these goddamn things. so somebody has to be on them a lot. Jacqueline!
Yeah.
Let's wrap up this program with your rundown. It came up in the search. I did nothing to influence anything. Let's hear your new fall television program, The Epsilon Man.
Look, Jesse, I barely know the regular alphabet. So honestly, when the script for this pilot ended up on my desk, I said, you know what? It's all Greek to me, baby. And I am freaky for tzatziki. My favorite part of this story is the main character, Henrique. To be honest, this is a new show. We're still trying to figure out who Henrique is, but he's played by a very handsome actor, and that generally tests very well with audiences.
Sure.
What do we know about Henrique? Well, what? Well, he is the titular Epsilon Man.
Mm.
Is he a superhero? Well, we don't really know yet. Could be. I guess you'll have to tune in and watch. Thanks for not overselling it, Jesse.
I'm sorry. You know what? Leave them wanting more. And that was the Stab Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our amazing panel, Marco Gabotti, Leo Anzalin, and Jacqueline Wyan. Now, if you want to be a part of a live recording of the Stab Show, just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater, Friday nights at 7:30. If you'd rather catch it from home, that's fine. Just tune into Stab TV on Twitch. Whichever. They both count. And if you want to take Stab on the go with you, just subscribe to the Stab Show via the podcast provider of your choice. And while you're there, why not like, comment, and share? Huh? Won't you? Please? Please and thank you. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, reminding you we'll be back in 3 weeks. And in the meantime, do something crazy and report back on the next show. I can't wait to hear all about it. Oh, it's going to be so crazy. Good night.
Good night.